Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. God bless you. Blessings near and far from everywhere. Blessings to you. Amen. Today we're going to be talking about protectors are preservers. Come on, man. It's time for you to go forth. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God, hallelujah, greater are you that's in me than he that's in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No weapon formed against the listener shall prosper. We shall listen to the word of the Lord. We shall carry the sword of the word, the sword of the spirit, and we shall go forth in power and in might. God bless you and thank you and welcome to this particular podcast. Amen. And so again, this is Sister Debbie greeting you from Royal Daughter. Today we're going to be talking about watch ye stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. And so, yes, I'm admonishing. I'm encouraging men to go forth. How do I have the right to tell a man what to do? Well, I'm not telling a man what to do, but as I'm reminded of in Genesis, I believe it's 2:18, where God said that he made Eve to be a helper unto Adam. And so I stand into my position as a helper, as a woman of God, to help my brother, to help my brethren, my brothers, to say, come on, men of God. God wants you to go forth. God wants you to quit. Be strong. Be like men. He wants you to stand up in your most holy faith, trusting in him, because we have lives to preserve. Come on, y'all. We have lives to preserve. What is a life? Life preserver. What are we talking about when we say life preserver? If I were to look into the dictionary, it says a person who maintains something in its original or existing state or condition. Jesus Christ came. Jesus, the Bible says it. Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. You guys got to understand that Jesus is a life preserver, and a lot of times when we think in terms of babies, you know, people are killing babies at their state of their fetal state or their fetus state when they're very small, and you can't even determine hardly what they were, but Jesus Christ said, God said, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb, so we got to understand that God is a preserver. He sees all, knows all, made all, creator of all, and made everything for himself for his glory. Amen. He is a life preserver. And so now I'm encouraging men. I'm encouraging men because you're the head. I'm encouraging you to stand up. I'm encouraging you. 1 Corinthians 16:13. I'm encouraging you to watch ye stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. Be strong. And so Deborah, she encouraged Barack when he had to go to war, when God was calling them to stand, even though they were a small army. God was encouraging them to stand because God would be with them. And so Deborah gave Barack a word, and Barack said he wouldn't go unless Deborah would. Well, here I am. Hi, my name is Debbie, and I'm Deborah. I'm ready to go. Let's do it. I'm just encouraging you in this battle in life. I'm just encouraging you in the 21st century to stand up. This, hey, what Deborah did was in the Old Testament, but God is the God of the old and the new. Amen. And the Holy Ghost still stands. He is the helper. He's the eternal one. And so now, God is saying that he's going to go with you. God is saying that he's going to be with you. We don't need you to be weak in this hour. No, we don't need you to be weak in this hour. Because even now I'm reminded in the book of Titus, everybody can go on over now to the book of Titus. Even as I go over there, it says, Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God, selected the acknowledging of the truth. Everybody say truth, which is after godliness. Everybody say godliness. Here we go, verse 5. For this cause, lest I be in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riots, or unruly. And so as we now skip down, so God is, yes, he's speaking to bishops, but he also, Paul wanted to appoint Titus the pastor of Crete, because many naysayers had gone into, had infiltrated the church houses, and so God wanted to set in order. And so as we begin to read more about this text, we're going to realize what our charge is. We're going to understand what our purpose is. We're going to understand how God put a man as a protector, a leader, a guide, amen, to protect those things that are precious in the sight of the Lord. Lord. Amen. Life and life eternal. So now as we begin to read more of the Bible of God, the Lord is saying, I'm pulling on the Lord, because now he's moving me to Titus 2, because we want to understand that we are to do this, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able to be, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. This is the holy men of God, the God has chosen. Listen, men of God, but there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, to subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. And so God is wanting to remind you. God is just wanting to remind you. Watch ye stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. And so God is reminding you, like he reminded Titus in Titus 2. Everybody over there, let's go to Titus 2 to find out what the charge is. What is the charge to men and women? I'm focusing on men today because I'm just encouraged. I'm encouraged because I saw a picture in my mind's eye. I was watching a woman's convention, and I happened to see the bishop. He was sitting up there at the woman's convention, and on the mat, you would say, like, what is a man doing at a woman's convention? But if you really, really think about it, oh, God is a watcher. God is a protector. God is a preserver. God is a father. And so now this bishop, as I begin to look at him, and I begin to cry because I begin to think, oh, Lord, I see it now. I'm beginning to see this man of God. He's like standing in the place of God, and he's preserving, and he's protecting, and he's fathering, and he's watching over these daughters of Zion who are going forth in the name and the word of the Lord. Amen. Understand, men of God, you must get in position. You must be in position. You must preserve the daughters of God. You must preserve the families. You must preserve the lives of the unborn. That is your charge and that is your purpose. Let me understand. Explain the word of God more in detail so that God may speak to you through his word. Amen. I know that a man is to preserve life. Amen. But I'm going to let what Jesus tell you, the Bible tell you what God said about life. And so everybody now, I'm going to go on over to Titus 2. Titus 2, because listen, we are life preservers. We're life preservers. We're to preserve the church. We're to preserve mankind. We're to preserve life in the womb, because God is life. Verse 2. You, however, must teach what's appropriate to sound doctrine. Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled and sound in faith, in love and endurance. So God wants you sound in faith. He doesn't want you moved by every wind in doctrine. He wants you to be strong in your mind. God wants you strong in your spirit. God wants you to renew your mind according to the word of God and not be not conformed to this world, will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God wants you like Christ. Jesus said, you have the mind of Christ. The Bible said you have God's mind. You have his mind. And so you've got to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily would beset you. You've got to run the race. Come on, men of God. I'm encouraging like Deborah could encourage Barack. Deborah had a word for Barack, and I'm just relieved. I'm encouraging you as a woman of God. And so the Bible said, likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderers or addicted to much wine. We have the same charge, but to teach what is good. You got to remember there's many naysayers. We got to speak the word of God. We got to silence the voice and the word of the enemy. Then they can urge a young woman to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, to be subject to their own husbands. And so it's so important. God is so wise. He's so all-knowing. He's so, oh my God, when I think about a husband, I'm thinking about a band around the house. I'm thinking about, oh, a keeper. I'm thinking about a protector. I'm thinking about a preserver, one that would protect and preserve and keep. And so the enemy would seek to destroy the family. The devil is a liar. We send him back to the pit of hell. And so God is saying to raise up the standard. Men, get in position and do what God has called you to do. I'm only reminded. No, look at me. It's all about Christ. I'm simply reminding you to do what God has called you to do, because there's many naysayers and our babies are dying. Oh my God, Satan has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus Christ has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Holy Ghost, have your full way. Now say, God, whatever you want to say. And so what I would say unto you, saith the Lord, is that you would get in position. These are the last days. This is the end times. And I need you, in place, and I might move you forward. In position. Exactly where I want you to be. Have an ear to hear. You got to have your ear opened up to what God, what the Spirit, what God wants to say to you, be in your place. Don't get out of position. Have your eyes on the Lord. As I'm pulling on God to hear his voice, amen. I'm encouraging. I'm simply encouraging you as I seek the Lord concerning what how he want me to encourage you. But I'm asking the Holy Spirit to speak up. Speak, Lord. And so God is letting me know. I believe the Lord is placing on my heart. He's letting you know he put you here for this. He put you here for this. Remember, Jesus Christ has all authority, and then he gave you authority. Don't buckle down and forget who you are. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. God is your teacher, your trainer, your guide, your father, your leader. If you never had a father, understand that God is a father to the fatherless. He will strengthen the weak. Oh, God, when we think about the scripture, the main scripture, God, that you gave us, Father God. Oh, my God, in 1 Corinthians, where you said, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. And as I begin to look at the commentary a little bit, and it said, quit ye like men. Come on, don't be weak. Don't be feeble. God, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Look faith. Look unto Elohim, who will make you strong. He is the original protector. Come on, he is the preserver. Y'all, we just being like daddy. We're just being like our papa. You just being like your father. Come on, the Holy Ghost gonna strengthen you. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Listen, that's all I've got to say. Not another word. We bless the Lord. Amen. Remember what God has spoken to you to encourage you to stand in your place and preserve life. In Jesus' name, amen.